Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into a topic that can turn into a real nightmare if you're not careful: hooking up your car battery backwards. Now you might think, how bad can it be? Well, trust me, it can get expensive really fast. So let's break down what happens when those cables get reversed and how you can avoid a hefty repair bill. First things first, when you hook up your battery backwards, you're essentially sending electricity through your car's systems in the wrong direction. It's supposed to be simple. Red goes to positive, black goes to negative. But when you mix that up, you're asking for trouble. Now, modern cars have built-in protections like fuses and fusible links designed to shield against this kind of mistake. But here's the kicker. Those protections aren't foolproof. If you're unlucky, or if the connection stays reversed long enough, you can blow right through those safeguards, leading to some serious electrical issues. And let's not forget about safety. Always be cautious when working with batteries. Never lean over them while connecting or disconnecting cables. A reversed connection can cause immediate sparking, venting, or in the worst case, even a battery explosion. So always wear safety goggles and acid-resistant gloves. Now here's where it gets interesting. What are the immediate signs that you've hooked it up wrong? You'll know something's off right away. First sign, sparks. Big ones. The second those cables touch the wrong terminals, you'll see an arc that could make you jump. That's your first clue, something isn't right. You might also smell burning. That's the smell of electrical insulation melting, a bad sign. And if you hear a popping sound, that's actually a good indication that fuses are blowing, doing their job to protect your system. Other signs to look out for include hot or melted wire insulation near the battery terminals, a swelling or warm battery case, and if you're really unlucky, smoke coming from under the hood. So you might be wondering how your car tries to protect itself during this mishap. As I mentioned earlier, your main fusible link or fuse is the first line of defense. Most modern cars have these main fuses rated anywhere from 100 to 300 amps. When you reverse the polarity, these fuses should blow first, cutting off power before causing further damage. But here's the catch. Fuses take time to blow, even if it's just milliseconds. In that tiny window, current is flowing backward through your system. For older vehicles, you might get lucky and the fuse will blow before any real damage happens. But for modern cars with sensitive electronics, that tiny moment could be all it takes to fry something expensive. So let's talk about what gets damaged and how much it'll cost you. This is where things can get ugly real quick. The alternator is usually the first casualty. Reverse polarity can destroy the diode rectifier bridge in no time. You could be looking at a cost between $150 and $600 just for parts, depending on whether you go for a remanufactured or new alternator. Next up, we have the ECU. That's your engine control unit and other electronic modules. This is where modern cars really hit you in the wallet. ECU replacement can run anywhere from $400 to over $2,000, and that's before programming costs. Don't forget about the battery itself, which can get damaged as well, costing you anywhere from $80 to $220 for a replacement. Now, I don't want to scare you too much, but wiring harness repairs can also add up, ranging from a couple hundred bucks to over $1,500, depending on the extent of the damage. The severity really depends on how long the connection stayed reversed, so it's definitely something to avoid. So, how do you make sure this never happens to you? Prevention is key. Always double-check before you connect anything. Remember, red to positive, black to negative. Seems obvious, right? But when you're in a rush or it's dark, it's easy to mix them up. Investing in a good set of color-coded jump cables with built-in polarity indicators can really save you in the long run. Some even come with LED lights to indicate the correct connection. Most importantly, take your time. Always connect the positive first, then the negative, and disconnect the negative first when removing cables. Clean your battery terminals regularly to keep the markings visible, and if you're ever unsure, snap a photo before disconnecting anything. And for you hybrid or electric vehicle owners, pay extra attention. Incorrect connections can lead to serious safety risks. If you're not trained and equipped to handle high-voltage batteries, leave it to the pros. Before we wrap up, let's highlight a couple of key takeaways. Always double-check your connections and invest in tools that help prevent mistakes. So what do you think? Are you ready to tackle your car battery connections with confidence now? Thanks for listening. I'll catch you in the next one.